KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The Automobile Association is calling for a zero-tolerance approach in curbing drunk driving. It says the government must introduce a zero-alcohol limit for motorists. The latest road statistics show that over 3,800 drivers were arrested for being drunk behind the wheel during the past festive season. It's against the law to have a blood alcohol concentration of 0.05 grams or more per 100 milliliters of blood.
These figures clearly highlight the ineffectiveness of the current blood alcohol concentration limit. This ineffectiveness raises concerns about the safety of our roads and supports our call for a comprehensive zero-tolerance policy towards drinking and driving, coupled with much stricter penalties for offenders, such as immediate detention. Every life is valuable, and no one should have to suffer the consequences of a careless decision to drink and drive.
Authorities are expected to soon decide if a Durban cop found in possession of hundreds of bank cards will face additional charges. The cards are suspected to have been taken when a bank at KwaMashu's Bridge City Mall was looted and burned down during the July 2021 unrest. A request by investigators to add on unrest-related charges against Constable Minenhle Makhaya is now sitting with the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions. Makhaya was arrested in October last year after he used a bank card belonging to the mother of 11-year-old hijacking victim Zara Ramsamy to buy alcohol. The officer had been tasked with moving the family's recovered SUV to a police facility. When detectives searched his home, they found a box containing over 200 other bank cards. He remains in custody and the case has been postponed to next month. The KZN Public Works Department says it's planning to release around 130 property spaces for leasing across KZN.
These properties will be 7 buildings for outright purchase, 28 long-term leases and 108 parcels of empty land that we will now be making available for people to come to us and say this is how they want to use this land to the benefit of the people of KwaZulu-Natal.
MEC Martin Meyer has been speaking at the Build KZN Better conference at the Durban ICC. He says the government is committed to creating a climate that supports job creation and economic growth.
But KZN remains committed to strong partnerships from working in the unique KZN environment where we have private-owned land, state-owned land, and Kumyama Trust land. And we're going to work with all our strategic partners to use real estate and properties to jumpstart the KZN economy.
And Donald Trump is offering U.S. federal employees 8 months' pay if they quit their jobs. A memo suggests they have until the end of next week to decide as part of the president's plan to shrink the size of the government. A union has described it as a purge of those who aren't considered loyal to the new administration. The top story this hour, the Automobile Association is calling for a zero-tolerance approach in curbing drunk driving. It says the government must introduce a zero-alcohol limit for motorists. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.